There was once a shoemaker who worked very hard and was very honest, but still he could not earn enough to live upon, and at last all he had in the world was gone, save just enough leather to make one pair of shoes. He cut his leather out, all ready to make it up the next day, meaning to rise early in the morning to his work. His conscience was clear and his heart light amidst all his troubles, so he went peaceably to bed, left all his cares to heaven, and soon fell asleep. In the morning, after he had said his prayers, he sat himself down to his work, when, to his great wonder, there stood the shoes already made upon the table. The good man knew not what to say or think at such an odd happening. He looked at the workmanship. There was not one false stitch in the whole job. It was so neat and true, it was quite a masterpiece. The same day a customer came in, and the shoes suited him so well that he willingly paid a higher price than he usually would, and the poor shoemaker, with the money, bought leather enough to make two pairs more. In the evening he cut out the work and went to bed early, so that he might begin early the next day. But he was saved all the trouble, for when he woke in the morning, the work was already done. Soon in came buyers, who paid handsomely for the goods, so that he bought leather enough for four pair more. He cut out the work again overnight, and found it done in the morning as before. And so it went on for some time. What was got ready in the evening was always done by daybreak, and the good man soon became thriving and well off again. One evening, about Christmas time, as he and his wife were sitting over the fire chatting together, he said to her, "I should like to sit up and watch tonight, that we may see who it is that comes and does my work for me." The wife liked the thought, so they left a light burning, hid themselves in the corner of the room, behind a curtain that was hung up there, and watched what would happen. As soon as it struck midnight, there came in two naked little dwarfs, and they sat themselves at the shoemaker's bench, took up all the work that was cut out, and began to ply with their little fingers, stitching and rapping and tapping, at such a rate that the shoemaker was all a wonder, and could not take his eyes from him. And on and on and on they went, till the job was quite done, and the shoes stood ready for their use upon the table. This was long before daybreak, and then they bustled away as quick as lightning. The next day the wife said to the shoemaker, "Those little whites have made us rich. We ought to be thankful to them, and do them a good turn if we can. I'm quite sorry to see them run about as if they do, and indeed not very decent, for they have nothing upon their backs to keep off the cold. I'll tell you what, we will make each of them a shirt and a coat and a waistcoat, and a pair of pantaloons in the bargain, and you make each of them a tiny pair of shoes." The thought pleased the good cobbler very much, and one evening, when all the things were ready, they laid them out on the table instead of the work they would use to cut out, and went and hid themselves to watch what the little elves would do. About midnight they came, dancing and skipping, hopped around the room, and then went to sit down to their work as usual. But when they saw the clothes lying out for them, they laughed and chuckled, and seemed mightily delighted. They dressed themselves in a twinkling of an eye, and danced and capered and sprang about, as merry as could be, till at last they danced out the door, and went away over the green. The good couple saw them no more, but everything went well with them from that time forward, as long as they lived.